As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
For a lot going on in the offseason for college football, college sports in general, the NIL, the portal, everything is opened. And if you cover a team like Adam Lichtenstein of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, your work is never over, and he is kind enough to join us as he is on his way to cover the Florida Panthers tomorrow in Tampa. Adam, thanks so much for taking the time. As I was telling Trevor, he told me which way you were going. I said, well, it's better that way. There's better cell reception going that way.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And, yeah, I'm driving through scenic Polk County right now.
Okay, there you go. At least there's some them cell service. Let's talk about the University of Miami. Obviously, we got spring underway, and we went through about 15, 20 days of it. A lot of things happened, but now things are starting to happen. People are visiting. Today they had 2 defectors. Heaven knows tomorrow night they'll have 2 additions. Talk about the University of Miami as it stands now, and do you expect any more departures, or do you expect any more additions?
Yeah, I mean, you never know with the portal, and it all comes down a lot of the time to, you know, these conversations the coaches have with the players, and, you know, I think a lot of the times they're up front with them and say, listen, here's where you are on the depth chart. You're probably only going to play X amount of time, so if you want to look for greener pastures elsewhere, right now, now's the last chance to do it for the season. So, you know, like that happened today, I think, with the 2 guys who left today, Abram Murray, the kicker, and Emmanuel Carnley, the cornerback. You know, they brought in the transfer kicker in the winter, Carter Davis, and, you know, looking to replace Andres Borregales, he's probably going to be the first kicker off the board in the draft. And it looks like, you know, I guess Carter Davis probably won that job. And so Murray, you know, doesn't want to sit on the bench as a backup kicker, decided to leave. And then Emmanuel Carnley, like, you know, they brought in a bunch of transfer cornerbacks looking to bolster that room. And I guess, you know, it probably means he was the odd man out, you know, behind guys like Xavier Lucas and Charles Brantley and Ethan O'Connor and all the rest. So, you know, there's, you know, that's what happens in the spring portal. Guys look for better places to go.
Yeah, defense was a concern, obviously, last year, especially towards the end of the season. They couldn't stop anybody. Obviously, they were one of the best offensive scoring teams in the country, but defensively, it was a major concern. They addressed, as you said, that in the offseason by getting Xavier Lucas, by going out and getting a Zachariah Zapoys, also Charles Brantley, getting a you know, transfers in like David Blay, and having players like Akeem Mesidor come back, which is a big, I think, a huge plus. What do you think about the defense during the spring? How do you think that they stacked up, and did they show you that they're going to improve quite a bit over last year?
Yeah, they certainly look good in the spring game. I mean, how much of that is the defense, you know, versus the offense? You know, you can't always tell, but I definitely think they'll be improved. I mean, first off, just starting with the secondary, like I was talking about, should be much better between all the transfers they got, that the cornerback room should be better. Damari Brown will hopefully be healthy this year, all last year. O.J. Frederick comes back after a breakout year, kind of shocked everyone a little bit, or at least shocked a lot of people who were outside the program by how successful he was as a freshman. The defensive line, I think the starting group at the very least will be among the best in the ACC at least, because I think that's a very good group with Mezidor, Reuben Bain, David Blay, Justin Scott, Ahmad Moten. That's a very good, four or five guys. So I think the defense should be better. I mean, it obviously was not good enough last year. If the defense had stepped up, they could have made the ACC title game and the playoffs last year, and they couldn't. So I think that was the area they wanted to attack in the portal in the offseason, and they did. They overhauled the secondary, and the rest of the defense should be pretty solid as well.
The linebacking core really wasn't protected last year. Mauanoa's brother probably didn't live up to what he did the first year. Wesley Bissaint was hobbled, probably didn't have a great year. Same thing with Raul Popo Aguirre. What do you like about the linebacking core? Because, as I mentioned, you have guys like Cam Pruitt, who had a really, really good spring. So did the young kid, Kellen Wiley. They're waiting for a Darius Hayes as well, Jalen Alderman. What do you think about the linebacking core?
Well, I think for the linebackers, first off, I think that's a spot they could use one more guy. It's where, kind of what they did the last 2 years. 2 years ago, they added KJ Cloyd. Last year, they added Jalen Alderman. Veteran guys who, they aren't All-American or All-ACC guys, but they're guys who you feel comfortable, putting in for 200-300 snaps a year, and they're going to be, serviceable, and they can play well. So I think they could use one more guy like that. Then the guys who come back, you mentioned the Saints, who's going into his fourth year, which feels crazy because, it was just yesterday I was watching him play in high school. You got Jalen Alderman, who was pretty solid last year. Those guys coming back are a good kind of veteran core of two guys, and they'll obviously get plenty of time. Then you have the younger guys, the Popos and Bobby Pruitt, Kellen Wiley, Darius Hayes. Very, very intrigued to see if they take the next step this year. Pruitt just intrigues me for his playmaking ability, kind of this fast, kind of skinnier linebacker, I guess. Just very, very much intrigues me. I'm going to see what he does. Probably a good guy to put in on passing downs so the linebackers don't get exposed in pass coverage like they did a lot last year. And then Popo, I'm very interested to see how he does this year, just because when he was on the field last year, he was very solid. So I definitely want to see now going into his, second or third year in the program, chance for him to really blossom this year in a bigger role.
Good stuff. Adam, I can't thank you enough. We'll have you back in a couple of weeks. We'll dissect the offense. We'll see what's going on there as well, and maybe talk a little bit about more additions coming to the program. Drive careful, bring home a win, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Adam Lichtenstein of the South Florida Sun Sentinel.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.